Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some fascinating developments in AI hardware, governance, and industry moves. Let's get right into it. Imagine stepping into a spa where a full-body ultrasound scan takes just 60 seconds and offers MRI-like quality without radiation. That's the vision behind Midjourney Medical's new hardware product, the Midjourney Scanner. As Richard Lawler reported for The Verge, this device uses a ring of underwater sensors to send ultrasonic waves through your body, creating detailed 3D images of muscles, fat, bones, and organs. It's designed for frequent use, even daily, to track how your body changes with diet and exercise. Midjourney plans to open a spa in San Francisco by the end of 2027, combining scanning with wellness features like gyms and saunas. While some medical applications will need FDA clearance, the company is initially focusing on body composition maps that don't require full diagnostic approval. In a surprising move, the Trump administration ordered Anthropic to block access to its latest AI models for all foreign nationals, including users inside the US. This unprecedented use of export controls effectively shut down Anthropic's flagship models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5. Robert Hart at The Verge explains that the government cited national security concerns but has not clarified the legal basis for the order. This has left Anthropic and the industry scrambling to understand how export controls apply to AI models hosted remotely in the cloud. Experts warn this kind of ad hoc regulation risks stifling innovation and weakening US leadership in AI. The controversy around Anthropic's export controls deepened with revelations about SK Telecom, a South Korean telecom giant, losing access to Anthropic's Claude Mythos model. According to reporting by Wired's Louise Matsakis and Maxwell Zeff, US officials were concerned about SK Telecom's alleged ties to China. SK Telecom has invested heavily in Anthropic and was part of a program giving select companies early access to Mythos. Though SK Telecom denies any ties to China, the White House ordered Anthropic to revoke its access, fueling tensions over AI technology sharing and national security. This incident highlights the complex geopolitics shaping AI governance today. Over in Shenzhen, China, a new kind of blue-collar work is emerging, operating humanoid robots remotely using VR and motion tracking gear. Will Knight from Wired visited IOI Tech, a startup where workers control robot hands and bodies to perform tasks like stocking shelves and folding clothes. The company gathers teleoperation data to train AI models that could eventually allow robots to work autonomously. This blend of human control and AI autonomy is seen as a stepping stone towards smarter, more capable robots in manufacturing and retail. IOI Tech's location in Shenzhen helps it rapidly prototype and collaborate with local manufacturers eager to automate. Finally, a key industry leadership update: Roelof Botha, former Sequoia Capital managing partner, has joined SpaceX's board of directors. TechCrunch reports Botha was appointed to fill a vacancy and will serve on the audit committee. Botha has a long history with Elon Musk, dating back to PayPal days, and brings extensive public company and audit experience. This move comes just days after SpaceX's record-breaking IPO, solidifying its governance as Musk maintains strong control. Botha's appointment adds another seasoned voice to the board amid SpaceX's ambitious growth plans. So, from groundbreaking medical imaging to export control drama, and from remote robot operators to SpaceX's new board member, AI's landscape keeps evolving fast. These stories remind us how technology, policy, and business intertwine in shaping our future. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House. Catch you tomorrow for more AI insights.